Again, Daf Memhe Yomer Aleph on bottom. Again, the last Gemara we said is the Shaila about the Shtani Gufa. If her body changed, or if the Halacha changed, so we want to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanoim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. It's not. We're not like this. Chotu, if a Koyim did a Chet, Ashaloy Nismano, he wasn't appointed yet, either was talking about a regular Yisrael, and then he became a Nossi, or else a regular Koyim, then he became a Koyim Godel. Then Nismano, and then they appointed him to be a bigger job, and then the Halacha is his korban changes. If the regular Yisrael does the chet, he has to bring one korban, a sawyer. And now when he comes a Mashuach, a regular head yid brings one korban, a kisva. Now there's Nismana, either he has to bring a sawyer, or else a Mashuach has to bring a par. So the question is, what korban does he bring? Is a reyen kejotis. Tanakhama says they have the same Halacha. Since when they did the Avera, they were a Hedyot, they were normal people, even though later they were changed, their body, like to have a new din, they changed, they became a Kohen Gadol, still they have the Halacha of the old Chet. So you see, even though it's Nishtana Gufa, it doesn't change as Halachas. If they realized they did the Avera before they were appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, Chayovim, then they have the same carbon as before. But Mishinismano, if they first realized they did the Avera after they were appointed the Kohen Gadol, is Pturim. They're appointed for being a carbon. So you see, since he changed, like he became a Kohen Gadol now, his dinim changed. You see, Ishtani Gufa, if your body changes, you have a different halacha. So before also, when the Naira, lady, she became a Bagaris, now we can't give a skiller anymore, the din is only bechenik. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof from here. I'll tell you, Eim, this Shamin, the little Rabbi Shimon, when do we hear from Rabbi Shimon over here? The Ozel Af Bos Yediyah. It just says he goes after the Yediyah with the Chet. In other words, Rabbi Shimon says, you have to realize you did the Avera when you did the Avera. In other words, if you did the Avera when he was a Hedyot, when he was a regular Kohen. So if he realizes he did the Avera then, even though later he is Nishtani, became a Kohen Gadol, he has the Chiv of a Korban as a regular Hedyot. But if the idea was after he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, then Rabbi Shimon says he's Potter. So what do you see? Af Bos Yediya. About the Ozo Bos Yediya V'lo Yozo Bos Echet Mishamet Lei. We don't see to say that now that his body changed, like now that it became the Kohen Gadol, the Chur we should say. If he realizes now that it did the Aveirah, he should have to bring the Korban like a Kohen Gadol. And that we're not saying here. Because in Cain, if so, Lacey Korban Ki Dahashta. Why doesn't he bring a Korban the way he is right now? Mashuach, if he's a Kohen Gadol, Par, he should bring a Par for the Chet that he did. The Nossi, if he was appointed to be the Nossi of Klal Yisrael, Sawyer, he should bring the Sawyer. So, Chura, you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't say the Svar of Ishtani Gufa. Because it would be Ishtani Gufa to say, since now he's a Kohen Gadol, we should go as he is right now. And if right now he realizes he did the Chet, he should have to bring a Korban the way he is right now. And even Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that. Rabbi Shimon only says that if when he did the Aveir, he was a regular Kohen. And then he became a Kohen Gadol. And he realized he did the Avera then, he's potter from the Korban. So you see, you don't say Ishtani Gufa changes it completely. Otherwise, he should be high the Korban the way he is right now. So you see, even Rabbi Shimon doesn't say this. So the Mora says, therefore, Ho'omale Rabbi Yechon Latano, Rabbi Yechon tells the Tana like this, Tony, learn like this, Tidun beskila enachnami. There's no machlekes, everybody agrees, still she gets skila. Rashi is the Tona Kama, the Hai, the Tona Shila. That before we wanted to say that the Nara Marosa, if they first pass in the Shaila when she comes to Bagaris, that she doesn't get Skila, because it's Nishtana Gufa, she gets only Chenik, he says, no, don't learn that. So, Homalei Rabbi Yechon Latana, Rabbi Yechon told that Tana, Tani, learn like this. Tidim Beskila, no, she still gets Skila. Since at the time when she did the Aveira, she was a Nara Hamarosa, she was a Nara that had Erisim with her husband, and she lived with another man. The Lacharis, she's Chayiv Skila. Even though now she's a Bageris, her body changed, so what? We don't say Ishtani Gufa, we say rather since at the time when she did the Avera, she was a Nara, still she gets Skila. For the Gemara, I, the Amai, why is it that way? I, Nara Hamaros, Amrachmona. I, the Torah says, which girl gets Skila? Only if she's a Nara, Hamarosa. Mashmi has to have both Tanoim, she has to be a Nara and a Hamarosa. And here she's a Bagaris, but the Gemara of a high Bagarisi. And over here she's the Bageris. We're talking about now that Bezdin first passed in the Shiloh when she became 12 and a half years old. Now she's a Bageris. So why don't we say, since she's a Bageris right now, she can't get Skila. Rather, we have to give a Chenik. So how come you're telling me no, still she gets Skila? And for the Gemara, Hanaro, Hanaro, Shoisekvar. The Pasuk says Hanaro. Hanara means we go after the time when she did the Avera. As long as at the time when she lived with the other men, she was a Nara, even though now when Bezdin paskins the Shiloh, she's a Bageris, so what? That's the Dik from the Pasuk Hanara. The Rashi says, Hanara for Hoitziyu es Hanara. The Pasuk says, take out that Nara. For Loitziv Yoitziyuhu. Doesn't just some say take her out, but it says rather Hoitziyu es Hanara. So we dash of the extra word hanaro, shoysa kvar. That means, v'yafa pi shen achshav. Even though now at the time when Bezdin wants to give her the misa, she's 12 and a half, she's 13 years old already. She's not a nara, she's a bageris. But still, since the question is that at the time when she was a nara, she lived with another man, she has a chi of skila on her, and Bezdin would still give a skila even though now she's a bageris. That's the maskana, that we don't say the svar of Ishtani Gufa. Even though her body changes, so what? We go after the time when she did the Avera. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Chananya, the Rabbi Eloi, Ihochi, if so, Milke Nami Loki, Omeya Sela Nami Lishalim? Like, how come, if so, if the husband is a Maitri Shemra, and now she's a Bageris, so how come the husband doesn't get Malkus for it? Or doesn't have to pay Kanas? The locker is, if the husband is Moitzi Shemra, that means he says upon his wife that she lived with another man. And later we prove that he's wrong. She didn't live with any other man. So the locker is, the Torah says the husband gets Malkus, and he has to pay $100 worth of Kanas. So that's only when she's a Nara. But if now when he's Moitzi Shemra, she's a Bageris, he doesn't have to pay. The question is why? Lukhuri's being Moitzi Shemra, that when she was a Nara, she lived with another man. So Chura say the same Svara. Since he say that when she was a Nara, she did something wrong, why doesn't he get Malkus? So Gemara says, Omale answers back, that's not a kash like. Rachmona Nitzlan Mahaidaita. Like Rachmona Nitzlan from you. In other words, you're making a mistake. Don't ask those questions. That's not a question. We'll soon see why not. And Adarabba, they answered back, no. Rachmona Nitzlan Midaita Didoch. Just the opposite. What you're saying is very schwer. Like, how could you make a difference? If you tell me now how Nara says that even though she now she's a Bageris, since she was a Nara, then she gets Skila, so why doesn't she get, he have to pay Kanas if he's lying? Why doesn't he get Malkus? And the other one says, no, that's not Kasha. Like we'll soon see, Malkus is different and Skila is different. Now why? The Gemara says like this. For time am I, what's talk of the reason? How could you make a difference to say that she does get Skila, even though now she's a Bageris? But if the husband is Moitzi Shemra now when she's a Bageris, he does not get Kenas, or he does not have to get Malkus. Why? Amar Rav Yitzla Baravin, V'itayim Rav Yitzla Barabba, Zu Maiseh Garmalo, V'zeh Akim Asvosiv Garmalo. That's the svar over here. That look what happens over here. Zu Maiseh Garmalo. Why do we give this lady Skila? Why are we killing her? For what reason? That she lived with another man. When did she live with the other man? When she was a Nara Hamarasa. So therefore she deserves to get Skila. Even though now when we go to Bezdin it's 12 months later, and she's a Bageris now, but so what? We're giving a Skila for the Avera she did. When she did the Avera, she was a Nara. Therefore she gets Skila. But Zu Maiseh Garmalo. What does that mean? We'll see, like it says here. Yeah. Zu Maiseh Garmalo means because she's Anoyi. Why does she get Skila? Because she lived with another man when she was Narusa. When did that happen? Nara's Anoyi. She was a Nara at the time when she had this nus with another man. Therefore, we give her Skila. Mashenke in the Klal of Moitzi Shemra. If the husband speaks bad about his wife and says Sheker, and we find out later that he said a lie, he gets Malkus to husband, and we give him Kenas. Now, what's Mechayiv and what did he do wrong that we give him this Kenas? V'zeh akima svosav gormaloid. The fact the husband opened up his big fat mouth and lied. That the husband went to Bezdin and complained and says that my wife lived with another man. She didn't have sulim. See, most probably is a zayin. She lived with some different man. And really, we find out later the husband is lying. So for what maisa does the husband get his Kenas for? For the lie that he said. So we have to go back to the time when he said it. If he said it when she was already a Bageris, So there's no parsha of Knas. The Torah says the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. If you talk bad about your wife, that you get Knas and you get Malkus, that's only if you talk bad about your wife when she's an Ara. But if you talk bad about your wife when she's already a Bageris, there's no parsha of Knas. So that's the difference.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because of the time.
So the Zel Kimas Vosav Gormaloi. Amos called Machayev, he Shasa. When are we Machayev the husband? For the time when he said a lie. The Shasa Bageris Avoid. The time when he started to lie, she's a Bageris, therefore he doesn't have to pay the Knas. Tana Rabbonim, look like this. Nara Hamarosa. Taka Nara that had Erison only Kedushin with a man. Shazinsa. She has Nus with another man. The Locher is Cyclonoisa. She gets Skila. Al Pesach Besavia. You have to go and kill her by her father's house. Again, where the Adam came later after she had Nisuyin, like we had yesterday. What about Ein La Pesach Vesav? Let's say the father doesn't have a house. Is Cyclonoisa Pesach Sharir? Ahi. Then we go to the gates of that city. Uve'ir Sharuba Yertichovim. What's going to be in a case where most people living in the city are Goyim? Then Cyclonoisa Pesach Bezdin. Then we go to the Bezdin, the gates of Bezdin. That's where we give this Naira Marosa, we give her Skila. The same type of halacha we have atoimer ho'ayver avodas kechovim. The same type of halacha if somebody worships avodas zara. But the pasuk says soikle noisoi, we have to give him skila al shar shovat boy. We have to give him skila on the gate of the city where he did the avodas zara, where he worshipped. Even though let's say they took him to another ear to paskin the halacha, he did the avera in San Francisco and they paskin the shaila here in L.A. When they go to give him skila, they have to again take him back to the Shari Ir to San Francisco, where he did the Aveira. What about to the Ir Shirubi Adichovim? Let's say San Francisco, the city, the most of them are goyim there. Then Soikla Noisya Pesach Bezdin. Then we take her to the gates of Bezdin and give a skila by that place. So kids, there are different halachas here. Where exactly we give her the skila? If by your father's house, if there's no father's house, then the Shariir, and if there's Roi V'Avdikachavim there, then we go to the Shar of Bezdin. For the Gemara Minuhan Emili, how do we know these Yisoidis? How do we know this? The Tana Rabban, it sounds like we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Shorecha. Zer Shar Shovat Boy. It says by Shrashi says, Shorecha, Be'avoidis Kachavim Ksiv. The Pasuk says in Devorim Yudzayin, Voitseisu Es Ishahu, O Yes Ishahi, Asherosa. That if a man or lady worship the Avodah Zarah, we take her out and kill her by the Shar, says Shorecha. So we darshin Zer Shar Shovat Boy. It means the gate of the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. Ah, to Oimer Shar Shovat Boy. You're telling me now it means the gate of the city where they worship the Avodah Zarah. Oh, Yeno, maybe not El Shar Shenidin Boy. It means the gate of the city where they paskin the Shailah. Like even though they did the Aver in San Francisco, but if they're paskin the Shaila here in L.A., maybe you kill her in this city. Nema Sharecha Lamata. It says Sharecha Lamata. V'nema Drashi Lamata means our Paschiv, it says Sishahu, El Sharecha. Now a Paschiv, Avoy the Zor, it says Sharecha. Now V'nema Sharecha Lamala. In the Psukim before, it also says the word Sharecha. So Rashi says, Lavodas Kechovim Ksiv. Here the Pasuk says clearly the Shar of the city where it did the Avera. So Ma Sharecha Amar Lamala, just like on the Pasuk on the first Pasuk, says clearly we kill them in the city where they did the Avodah Zarah, in Shar Shovet Boy, is Av Sharecha Amar Lamata. The same thing in the second Pasuk that says Sharecha over there also means Shar Shovet Boy. We have to give them Skila in the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. So Avracha, another Pshat is like this. Sharecha V'loi Shari Ovdei Kechavim. Sharecha, when do we kill her or the man by the gate of the city? Only if the city is Roiv Yisraelim. But if the city is Roiv Artichovim, then we don't kill them by the gate of the city. For at the Gemara, Hai Sharecha Afiktei. We use this Pasuk Sharecha already. This is the Sharecha to teach us that you have to kill them in the city where they did the Avodah Zarah. So how could you learn out two drushes from the same word Sharecha? Sharecha means in the city where she did the Avodah Zarah. And also you're telling me it means only Sharecha of a Jewish city and not a city that rolled our goyim there. So where it says in Cain, if it only meant to teach us the Shar of the city that she did the Avodah Zarah, Lema Kuro Shar. Let it just say the gate. Now we know it means the gate of the city. My Sha'arecha, how come it says the extra Yurecha Sha'arecha? Shemamina Tati. Comes to teach us two things. That when do you have to kill them by the gate of the city, if it's a Jewish city? But if it's a Goyish city, rov people there are Goyim, then you go to the Shar of Bezdin and not to the Sharir. Now, Nara Amarosa Minolim, how do we know by a Nara Amarosa that Bezdin gives a skila, the same thing? We have to kill him if there's no Pesach Beisav, if the father doesn't have a house. So we have to go to the gates of the city. How do we know that? Omer Bavua, Goma Pesach mi Pesach. It says Pesach here and Pesach over there. Or Pesach mi Shar, and it says over there the word Pesach and the word Shar. And once we have the word Shar, v'Shar mi Sharecha, that's the way you learn out. So Rashi says, Asmach the Rabbanu Bialma, Sivocha Pesach Beisaviya. It says by Nara Marosa, Pesach Beisaviya. Or Siv v'Mishkan, Mosach Pesach Sharechotzer. So Ma Pesach Abba V'Mishkan, Shar Imoy, it says the word Pesach there, and also as if it says the word Shar, it says the word Shar there also. Is Av Pesach Abba Kan, the same thing here when it says Pesach of Beis Aviyah, Shar Imoy, it's as if it says the word Shar with it. V'Hoda Gomar, Hai Shar Misharech Abba Bavaroz Kachovim. Just like it says Bavaroz Kachovim, Sharecha, that you have to kill the person that worships the Avodah Zarah, first by the city, the gate of the city that it worshiped by, and if not there, then by the Bezdin, the same halacha is applied by Nara Marosa. In the case where she does not have father, does not own a house, there's no Pesach Beisav, then first you have to go to the gates of the city that she did the Avodah, that she did the Achet, there's Nus, and if the rove of the city is Goyim, then you go to the Shar of the Bezdin. Tana Rabbonin, Ha Moitzi Shemra, if a man is Moitzi Shemra and his wife. That means after he has an assumption with her the first night, he lives with her, he comes to Bezdin the next day saying, I didn't find the assumption with my wife. Or else he even comes with false Edim to say that the Edim say his wife lived with another man these last few months after she was Mekadesha to you. And then we find out the husband is lying. It's all a fake. He's a liar. So the din is, like it, the husband gets Malkus. For nice in Mayasela. Also, he has to pay $100 of Kenas. That's for sure. Anytime the husband is Moshe Shemra, he gets Malkus. But Meir Seller, that we get the Kenas of paying the $100, that's a Boal Noisin. Only if the husband lived with his wife the night of the Chuppah, and then the next day comes in Moshe Shemra, and it's a false, then he gets the Kenas of Meir Kesef. Leibol, let's say the husband didn't even bother living with his wife that night, but rather Stam, he went to Bezdin right away the next day and complained with false Edim that she has nus with another man. The Lachar is then ain't a nisin. He does not have to pay Kenas. That's the Machloikis. If a husband did not even live with his wife, and he's a Moitzi Shemra on her, does he have to pay the Kenas or not? Mashma Malkus, everybody holds he does get. But to pay Kenas, one Rabbi Yehuda said this only if he had Bia, if he lived with his wife first. So what's the machlokes? So Gemara says, "Kaniflege beplukta the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbonin." This is the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbonin. Vochikom. This is what he means to say. It's like this. This is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, or the Brisa means to say. That how moitzi shemra, when a man says false shemra on his wife, he says that his wife lived with another man b'shas derisin. He brings even edim on it. The lachar is like it. The husband gets malchus for that. The noisin meyer sell, and he has to pay the kenas of $100. Bein boal, bein shloi boal, karabonin. That's the rabbonin shita. Whether the husband lived with his wife the night of the chuppah, or whether he didn't live with her that night, still if he's moitzi shemra, he has to get malchus and kenas. Rabbi Yehuda, I may know. Lil kois like it. That I agree. For the moitzi shemra, he always gets malchus. Mikol makim. Because whether he did live with her, whether he didn't live with her, he gets malchus. Meir Seller, that as the Torah says, the Moitzi Shemra, the husband, has to pay $100 kenas, that's only Boal Noisin. If the husband first lived with his wife, and then the next day went to Bezdin to complain that she was a Zayin, she's a Soitish, lived with another man, and we come out to find the husband is a liar, then he has to pay a kenas. But Leibol, if the husband did not live with his wife first, ain't a Noisin, does not have to give a kenas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Kitzur, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and the Tanakama holds like Rabbanu know that you always have to pay Knas, Bein Bol, Bein Leibol. And he could the army something like this. I'll tell you no, Kula, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The whole Brisa is going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Lachikoma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Ha-moitzi shemra. When a husband says dead about his wife that she lived with another man. Like v'noisein sela. That the husband gets malchus or moitzi shemra if we prove him that he's a liar. And also he has to pay meir kesef. For who shabal? But you should know only if the husband first lived with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Lilkais like Mikomakim. Yehuda says, no, according to the Tanakhama, even Malkus you only get if the husband lived with his wife first. According to this pshat, if the husband did not live with his wife first, and Stam is Moitzi Shemra, he doesn't even get Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, Lilkais like Mikomakim. Whether he did live with her yet, whether he didn't live with her yet, he's Moitzi Shemra, he gets Malkus, that's for sure. The question is only about the Knas. That Yehuda also agrees, that for the Knas of money, you have to live with her, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But the Chiddush in his Braiser is, that if he didn't live with her first, the Tanakhama says it doesn't even get Malkus. Now the Gemara says, is that true? V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Lilkais Lakim Mikomakim, is it true that Yehuda holds that the husband always gets Malkus? Whether he did live with the first or whether he didn't live with the first, is that true? For Tanya will not like this. We have Yehuda Reimer. Boal like it. If the husband first lived with his wife, made a chuppah, made a nesuyin, and then he's Moitzi Shemra, and we find out that he's a liar, he gets Malkus. But Leibol, if the husband did not live with his wife first, but right away he went to complain and brought Edim, false Edim, that she was a Saita, ain't a like it. Says clearly he does not get Malkus. So go to see him, Rabbi Yehuda. Some Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, and Achnami. Mid the Eraisa of Yudos, he does not get Malkus. But that first of Yudos says in the Braise, he does get Malkus. Like Malkus, Madis mid Rabbonin. It means mid Rabbonin tak, he gets Malkus because he was Moitzi Shemra. But mid the Eraisa though, his sheet is also bull. The parsha of Moitzi Shemra is the first husband lives with his wife. And then he goes to Bezdin to complain, and Moitzi Shemra on her, and says, lies to Bezdin, and says, I didn't find she had Psulim, and I know she lived with another man. That's when he gets Malkus Midiraisa, and he has to pay Kanas. Then, Echanami, Midiraisa, it's only Boal first. Loi Boal, it's only like Midirabonin, the Malkus Mardis, that means only Midirabonin. Rapapa says like this. Rapapa, my Boal, like Victoni. What does it mean to say in the second braisa that Yehuda says only when the husband first lived with his wife and then he's Moitzi Shemra that he gets Malkus? Tiktoni hosam mamin. That the second braisa says even for Malkus he has to live with her. It doesn't mean Malkus. It means mamin. And Echanami, for Malkus takas like the first braisa of Yehuda holds, he always gets Malkus. Whenever he's Moitzi Shemra, whether he lived with his wife first or not, he always gets Malkus. The only question is about the Kenas. And here, when it says like, it means the kenas. For the Gemara of a korel elamam and malchus, does anybody ever call the payment of money malchus? Like, what's going on here? It says clearly like. How can you say it means kenas? Gemara says in yes, I'll bring you proof that sometimes we use the word kenas like, and it means money. You have to pay money. For the hotanam, we learn it like this. Ha'emer, somebody says chatzi erki olai. There's a passionate Torah of Erchin. That means everybody, according to how old you are, the Torah says how much money you're worth. But if you want to be menadeh, the money to Zdaka, to the Beis HaMikdash, so if you say Erchi Olai, you have to pay 50 shkolim, 30 shkolim, depending how old you are. Now somebody says like this, Chatzi Erchi Olai. I want to be menadeh, mechai myself, half of my value. If I'm worth 30 shkolim, I want to be mechai myself to give 15. So Locher is Noisein Chatzi Erkei. He has the Chiv Taka to pay Chatzi Erkei, that's all. Rabbi Yosef Yudhuayme like V'Noisein Erech Sholem. No, we give him Malkus, and he has to pay an Erech Sholem, he has to pay the complete amount that he's worth. For the Gemara, like Amai, why does he get Malkus for? What did he do wrong here? The guy said Erkei, Chatzi Erkei Olai, why should he get Malkus for? What's the Lashon of Malkus here? So Amarav Papa says, you know what it means to say like this, like the Erech Sholem. It doesn't mean he gets Malkus and we whip him. It means to say we whip him like with money. Like it just means Baruch Shalom. Even though all he said was Chatzi Erki Olai, all he should have to pay is just half of 30, just 15, still there's a Kenas or a Gzera, we make him pay the whole Erkin to $30. That's the Lashon Like it. You see, Like it sometimes doesn't mean we whip you, but it means to say we make you pay money, that's all. And Amai, what's the reason here? The guy said only Chatzi, why do we make him pay the whole thing? What's the reason? Depends how he says it. When he says chatzi erkoi, that's really good. That means half of how much I'm worth. That only means 15. Really, that's what it should be. But it's the gzeira up to a case when you say erech chetzio. If you say, I want to shots up how much half of my body is worth. I only want to pay how much half of my body is worth. In such a case, you have to pay your whole erechim. Why? Because the erech chetzio, when a person says, I want to pay how much half of my body is worth, half of your body is for sure something that the neshama needs to live on. And that's the klal. Whenever you say, I want to make erech in my heart, the guy says, I want to make erech in how much my heart is worth. If it's an eva that your neshama needs to live on, automatically you have to pay your whole value. So if a person says, erechi of chatzi olai, I want to pay how much half of my body is worth, you have to pay the whole thing. Because half of your body you need to live on, otherwise you can't live. So therefore, what it's a neshama, it's an aver, shenashama tluyiba, you have to pay your whole value. So therefore, the Rabbanu made a kenas. When a person says, chatzi erki olai, which all you're saying really is just half of my value, that's true, but it's exagerative when you say half of your value, you only pay 15, people think, who would deal when I say half of me, I should also have to pay 15. That's not true. When you say half of what me, half of your body, you also have to pay 30 shkolim. Because half you need, it needs no part to live with, therefore it's gzeira. So I call upon him to see the Bryce says the word of leika, even though it doesn't really mean malchus, it just means to say we're going to throw upon you money. There also, when the Yehuda says leika diktoni, when it says there you only get leika, if you're boil, it doesn't mean malchus mamish. Malchus about the Yehuda, the husband gets no matter what. Whenever he's made to shemra, bain boal, bain loy boal, he gets malchus. The only question is, does he have to pay the kenas? That is the terrorist says, the husband has to pay $100 kenas. To the Isham, that's only if first he lived with her. But if he didn't live with her first, and right away he's made to shemra, he doesn't have to pay the kenas. Yeah. You're right. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. The pasuk says, V'yonshu oisoi zemamin. The pasuk says, when the husband is moitzi shemra upon his wife, so the pasuk says, V'yonshu oisoi, we punish him. What does that mean? Mamin. That we have to make him pay the kenas of 100 kesef. V'yisru oisoi, V'yisru, then the pasuk of Yisru oisoi, we give him pain. Zemalkus, it means we have to whip him, we give him malkus. The pasuk says like this. Bishleime v'yonshu zemamin. That the pasuk says, V'yonshu, we give him a punishment. It means we make him pay the money. Because the pasuk says clearly, V'yonshu oisoi, meya kesef, V'nostal lavia nara. The Torah says clearly, what's the V'yonshu, what's this punishment we give the husband that was Maitzi Shema? We make him pay 100 kesef. That's very good. Elo v'yisru zemamin. Because the pasuk just says, V'yisru oisoi. We have to give him pain, we have to give him pain. How do we know that here it means to give malchus? How do we know minolin? How do we know that Moshe Shemra, the husband gets both, or that there's malchus altogether? Omer Rabavua, lo matna, we learn out. Yisru mi Yisru. The Yisru mi ben. Uben mi ben. The what the pasuk says by malchus, for ho yim bin akaisa rosha, it says there the word agboim mekenu. It says loshin bin by malchus. And here also says the word din, so we say here also means malchus. So Rashi says like this, the pasuk says, v'yisru mi v'yisru, v'yisru mi ben. Ksiv hocha v'yisru oisei. It says here by Moshe Shemra, v'yisru oisei. Or ksiv ga b'yisru marer, by ben saru marer, v'yisru. It says there also v'yisru. Ma lahalen ben imoy. Over there when it says yisru, it says the word ben next to it. Is Afkan ben Imoy. It's as if here also the Yisro Oisoi by Moshe Shemran, as if the Pasuk says the word bin. Fahainu the Yisro the Hocha, may the Yisro the Hossam. We learn out to the Yisro it says here by Moshe Shemran from the Yisro of Ben Saramur. For who the Yisro the Hossam mi ben Shimoy, the Legamre le ben Shimoy al the Yisro the Hocha comes to teach us that the Yisro here by Moshe Shemran, as if it says the word bin here also by Moshe Shemran. Now, once it says the word bin, by Moshe Shemra, v'ho de yalev bin, de yasinu hocha mi bin, v'ho yim bin akais, said, ma hasa malkis, av hocha malkis. Just like over there, v'ho yim bin akais in Russia. The pasuk means that you have to hit him 40, you give him a 39, it means you give him malkis. Here also, v'yisru oisai also means malkis. The kids say, by Moshe Shemra, you get malkis. For the Gemara now, azora le Moshe Shemra minolan. Like, where is the pasuk for the Azara? We know you only get Malkus. If there's an Azara, there has to be a Lav HaTorah. Where is there a Lav not to be Moitzi Shemra upon your wife?
All right, then, open.